an insight into The Lightning Thief, the Percy Jackson musical, which is on at the Regent Theatre until October the 10th, 2025, and on tour thereafter, with audio-described performances at selected venues. Please do Google for further information of those. The Lightning Thief, the Percy Jackson musical, based on the book and influenced by the hit movies and TV series that takes a fantastical plunge into Greek mythology, is a lot of fun and dramatically compelling. With catchy songs and standout performances from a high-caliber ensemble that fits beautifully into the Regent main stage, and is filled full of invention, clever concepts, stylish choreography, dazzling costumes and effective set design that brings this fantasy world to life. With a book by Joe Trask, music and lyrics by Rob Rakicki, adapted from the book by Rick Riordan and directed by Lizzie Gee, it's brought to the stage by Bill Kenwright and Paul Taylor Mills. This energetic musical was really engaged with younger audiences, which I feel represented about 50% of the capacity, as they went well for it, and the appeal of the brand, books, TV and film really does pull in audiences, plus the popularity of Greek mythology and fantasy. The songs are very repetitious throughout, but they are catchy enough and are sung well. The success of The Lightning Thief is the character of Percy, who is the glue that holds it all together, has all the best lines and oozes charisma, and is instantly likeable, and was portrayed brilliantly by Vasco Emas, with a strong ensemble, all with really good voices. The set is very simple but effective, consisting of a hexagon-shaped steel construction with a raised platform on top, with a mesh see-through curtain in front of a projection screen that displays various images and lighting effects, and an open arch in the centre. There are two staircases that are moved around to create different formations and locations, with lots of flashing coloured lights and projected images like a starry sky and a forest full of trees. The Lightning Thief is a lot of fun, especially for fans of the books and film media, but also for those who don't take things too seriously and like a musical with a young, talented cast that's full of new ideas and lots of energy. I was unable to attend the audio-described performance, but there is one on Saturday the 10th of October at 2:30pm from Mind's Eye Description with a touch tour beforehand. Further audio-described performances coming up at the Regent Theatre at The Bodyguard on Thursday the 6th of November at 7:30pm, Inside No. 9 Stage Fright on Wednesday the 12th of November at 7:30pm, Kinky Boots on Thursday the 27th of November at 7:30pm, and Cinderella on Monday the 29th of December at 1pm. The Regent Theatre, part of the ATG Group, are a warm and welcoming venue with a 16,000-seat capacity and a spacious foyer, with box office, disabled toilet, cloakroom, merchandise store and lift on the left, and kiosk and bar on your right as you enter. They really do care about making your visit accessible and enjoyable, and if there's anything they can do to assist, always do ask, whether it be guiding you to a disabled toilet or seat, looking after a guide dog, or bringing refreshments to you. Devices for the audio-described performances can be obtained from the box office. Please do feedback your experiences, good or bad, to a member of the front of house team. There are a few steps up as you enter the building, but there is a stair lift if you require. Please do check with the venue about touch tours at the time of booking. Please also, if you would like to contact the theatre, you can contact an access champion at the venue and click on a link on the venue page on the website for extra assistance or specific access information. To book tickets, you can call the ATG access line on 0333 009 5399. And to find out what else has been audio described across the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk. And for the Midlands and the North, East and West, you can contact mindseyedescription.co.uk online. And for cinema listings, you can go online for accessiblescreeningsuk.co.uk.